This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about the baser sort, scoundrels, the new American representative. In other words, that which you have been desensitized into believing and dumbed down into believing are your said representatives. And all the while, you know the truth is not in them. John 8:44, right? Folks, if tolerated, they will destroy the country. And I want to give you a quote, and then we're going to be talking about this in a couple minutes. Benito Mussolini, okay? We do not argue with those who disagree with us. Tell me if this sounds familiar. We do not argue with those who disagree with us. We destroy them. Sounds like the SPLC, doesn't it? It sounds like the modern-day representative, right? Or they just ignore you, one of the two. And they act in contrast to the U.S. Constitution, that which is foreign to the United States Constitution. This is what you're seeing 24/7 today in this country. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I wanted to hit this because I think it's that important. Anybody ever noticed that these, you know, Snopes, we know it's a CIA operation. We do know that they're funded by the CIA, Snopes. You notice how they always question the truth? You notice how they always question grassroots media outsources? They never question the mainstream media, and they always put a question mark to the truth, just like Satan did to Eve in the garden. Hath God said? Just the same way that Satan, when he had the temerity to question the Son of God three times. Isn't it interesting how it gets you to question the truth? But they never question the mainstream media. Have you ever noticed that PolitiFact is doing the same exact thing? By the way, these are Facebook's, right, fact checkers. I've got so many things, friends, that they have put on as fake news concerning posts that I have made, which in fact I know are to be true, and I have the evidence in every given situation. We're taking pictures for our attorney concerning this lawsuit that we have been ramping up with Facebook for some time now. But I've literally got, I bet, 100 pictures of the things that they have done, calling into question the truth. And the reason they do that is because they want you to question the credibility of those that are telling you the truth. Notice that it's never aimed at the mainstream media. Notice that it's never aimed at the mainstream media in which most people in this country don't believe. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, which brings me over to me. You know, when I look at my Wikipedia page, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the founder of that organization personally came after me. Judith Reisman, who used to work under the Department of Justice under Ronald Reagan, noted how he came after me at one point. She wrote a whole article, Who's Afraid of Bradley Dean? You can check it out on WorldNet Daily. But with that said, it's interesting that when I am told of things about me, through the mainstream media, it's interesting how I'm never asked by reporters. They never, ever come to me and ask me if I'm responsible for what they accuse me of. Never. Never. This sounds exactly what Jesus, what he had shared with his disciples as to what they're going to do to you. Okay? Matter of fact, he even said, Jesus did, if they persecuted me, he said, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. But he said, if they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So really what they're doing, friends, is they're playing subordinates to their father, the devil, in questioning the truth because they don't want people to be set free, namely the father of lies. That's just scripture. But when I go over there, friends, or when people come to me and they say, well, I heard this about you, and I say to them, yeah, well, you know what? I encourage every single person listening to me right now. Again, I've done this I don't know how many times. I want you to go online, Google me. See the things that they have said about me. Then I'm going to come back and ask you, are you a Christian? And if you say yes, then I'm going to say, well, where's your Wikipedia page? Because that's a badge of honor to those that are actually walking out the truth. Light reproves the darkness, right? Ephesians 5:11. We're not to be friends with the world. We're called to reprove the deeds of the world, friends. But it's funny how people come back and say, you know, I just don't trust that Bradley Dean. I'm not asking you to trust me. Matter of fact, it's my job to work myself out of a job. It's not to drive men unto myself like you're conditioned to believe through the hirelings in the pulpits today. Listen, I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to trust the Word of God because that's what we always make reference to. If I'm not pointing my finger at Jesus Christ, I'm not doing my job. If I'm not preaching Christ crucified, I'm not doing my job. If I'm not using the law to condemn the sin to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ, I'm not doing my job. If you're not convicted of your sin after every show, listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I'm not doing my job. Folks, if I'm not preaching out against sin, I'm guilty of it. And it's interesting how those that are guilty of the sin are the ones questioning the one that's pointing it out. They're shooting the messenger. How that makes sense? It doesn't, right? And then when I think about this, you know, some people say, well, Bradley, I just don't trust that guy. Or you know, is he a good guy? Is he deceiving the people? Does this sound familiar, friends? This should be laid on every Christian in this country, not just Bradley Dean. And I'm okay with it. Comes with the territory. My big brother told me it would. In John 7:12, what does it say? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. It's interesting, even his brothers in John 7:6, 7:7, and 7:8, they didn't even believe him in who he was. Well, you're not supposed to find your faith in me. You're supposed to find your faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So therefore, I'm doing my job. Okay? Let me ask you something, Christians. Are you being persecuted? Are you being scoffed at? Are you being lied about? Because if not, I got a question for you. Why is that? How is that you're living in this world, but you understand not tribulation? You understand not persecution? You understand not trials? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And this is promised to all of his children. Even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. I'll tell you why. Because the Spirit of Christ is MIA in your life. There is no Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Period. Okay? I'm going to come back to this because I still want to hit some more before we get to the baser sort, the scoundrels, the new American representatives. If they're tolerated, friends, keep in mind, these baser sort, these scoundrels, these new American representatives that you tolerate today, at length they will and are destroying the country. This one, nobody can debate. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Wow. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted this morning, right on cue, the pill and the jam. We talked about this yesterday. Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccinations. Not that I care what Bill Gates has to say, but pay attention how politics are being played out today. Everybody lives politics, right? The rest of the title goes, Bill Gates also wants to lower the world's population. Is it time to resist yet, Americans? Only you can answer that. Okay? I also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted just a couple of moments ago. While the masses panicked again over the coronavirus hoax, the U.S. House just wrote another assault weapons ban bill. So while so many foolish people out there, I haven't seen a lot of them yet, but while so many foolish people out there are drinking the Kool-Aid, just keep in mind you're being distracted from what they're really doing. That's what I continuously say. Pay attention to what you're being distracted from. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to book us in the up-and-coming months, sonsoflibertyradio.com or give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Also over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click us on to YouTube and join us on live chat, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and again, go to YouTube, click us on, join us on live chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same there. If you want to call in at any time, please do so, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Again, you get the point. Friends, I was just talking about how people come to me at times and say, oh man, I went online and I seen what they had said about you. Wait a minute. Again, I thought you didn't believe the media. These are the big tech companies, right, that are suppressing people like me, attempting to, and censoring people like me, attempting to. Why? Well, we just found out the other day that the Google is actually tracking telephones across the country, and they're monitoring the American people as to who's obeying the government's unconstitutional edicts and who are not. Isn't that interesting? How Google and the government are hand in glove. This is why they haven't been prosecuted, friends, because they're working for the government somehow. Somehow. Google apparently has forgotten that those representatives work for them as individuals, as Americans, but they want to give up that power and authority and their sovereignty to a bunch of corrupt politicians who are the baser sort and scoundrels. But I want to get back to this, friends, real quick. I was talking about during the first segment, Snopes, CIA operation. We all know this, right? There's some people that still don't get it. Very far and few between. Rare as hen's teeth today, right? And then we have PolitiFact. They're Facebook's new fact checkers, and they're actually getting people to question the credibility of people that are telling them the truth, and that's what they want, and they're going to be sued for it sooner or later. Mark my words. You never, ever see them go after the mainstream media that continuously lies about people that are telling you the truth. Oh, they have a long history of covering for conspirators, in fact. We do a whole show on it. They're the ones that get into your mind. They want to poison your minds to believe that anybody that tells you the truth, it's a conspiracy theory. They added the word theory, and what history teaches us, that the media, mainstream media, has a long history of covering for those that are in fact guilty of conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. This is scriptural. Read the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Conspiracy is brought up continuously. What, is that a thing of the past, friends? Give me a break. Only to find out later on it was a conspiracy. After you're in chains, or after your chains have been further solidified and wielded by the tyrants that you've made as your masters? Come on, let's think here, friends. We're not to be slaves to sin. We're to be free men unto Christ. John 8:32, to whom the Son hath made free is free indeed. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And why do we say that? Because blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, let me tell you what, they are. The Holy Ghost is on today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to get back to this. People question me. I'm not asking you to question me. If you want to question me, that comes with the territory, as I just shared with you a couple of moments ago. Some people say, well, he's a good man. Some people say he deceives the people. That's what they said about Jesus. That's interesting. You know, they even said of Jesus that they contributed him, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. They even equated him to Beelzebub, the devil. Isn't that crazy? Whoa. Are they doing that to you, Christians? Because they should be. They should be. You know, they even accused Jesus of leading a revolt against the king. No, he wasn't. He was the one to bring in the truth. For this reason, I came into the world to bear witness to the truth. He told that to Pilate. And Pilate even said behind closed doors and publicly, I find no fault in this man. But the Pharisees and the Herodians of the day, Mark 8:15, that Jesus warned us of, right? They were the ones that moved the people to say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar, in which they were in bondage to the king, Caesar. They preferred bondage rather than liberty. And of course, we know in John 11 that they didn't want to lose their place because they were envious and they were jealous of him. They didn't want to lose their nation or their place, the Bible tells us. Okay? But look what they accused Jesus of. He's seditious. He's leading a revolt against the government. Sound familiar? Man, that's the prophet's message. He's not telling you to lead a revolt against the government. He's telling you to get back to the living God, just like Elijah did in 1 Kings 18, just like Amos did in the book of Amos, right? When Amaziah came to the king and said, listen, he's laying these words on us, and he's attempting to create sedition. No, he's not. He's telling you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. That's his message. Same thing with Jesus. But look at the things that they've accused him of. Sedition. Conduct speech inciting people to rebel against the authorities. We're not asking anybody to rebel against our representatives that obey the laws. Just like Abraham Lincoln, that old tyrant, when he said, hey, listen, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. That has always been my message. And why is that? Friends, my message has never been to lead the sheep to the slaughter. And it's not the Lord's message. It has always been to wake up the sheep in this country, our form of government, right? Don't take me out of context. It has always been to wake up the sheep so that they are not slaughtered. We have a different form of government in this country. Okay? And I know that the Bible says that we're sheep led to the slaughter, but put it into context. That's understanding for the more mature, understanding the power of God unto salvation to those that bear the cross. So don't take me out of context. Just want to make clear. But I want to say that again. My message has never been to lead the sheep to the slaughter. It's always been to wake up the sheep so that they are not slaughtered. And if anybody can bear witness in the contrary, then go ahead and do it. 1-866-582-9933, because I'm anxious to hear it as well. I also want to say this. I got 2 more minutes before the next break. When people have something to say, I see this quite a bit, where people say, they come to me and they think that they're going to empty their minds on me about other people. I tell them, if you got a problem with that person, it's important that you understand this and how we play here, the game of life, right, which isn't a game. But we tell them, if you got a problem with that person, you go to that person. Because that's what Scripture tells us. Just over the last week, I've heard a couple people saying to me, you know, they had concerns about who I am and what it is that I do. And they went around me rather than to me. Well, one I just cut off because I said, that's enough. And then another one just recently came to me and told me, well, this is what this person thinks. Well, you know what? If that person has a problem with me, then guess what? They should be contacting me. Had another guy on YouTube yesterday leaving public comments about who I was and what it was that I was doing. And it's like, where are you at? He did this 3 days in a row. I said, if you do it again, I'm going to cut you off because you're not doing the right thing. You're not coming to me with your concerns. And furthermore, I don't have time to play church with you right now. And that's the reason we're in trouble today. The Bible tells us in Matthew 18:15, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Don't give ear to people that want to talk about people, friends. It, just like I told my friends today, listen, if I can't say it to them, don't say it about them. And if I do say it about them, rest assured they've already heard it from me what my thoughts are. And if they don't want to repent, then you have a different situation. But the bottom line here is, friends, if you have a problem with someone, you go take it to that person. That's how you kill gossip. Okay? That's how you pull the wood out of the fire. And I'm saying this for the very reason, friends. If you want to know concerning who I am and what it is that I do, everything's online. If you want my opinion on a matter, go ahead and give me a call. I'll tell you. Jesus lived in the light. He acted in the light. And he did nothing in secret. And neither do we in this ministry. Just for the record, sonsoflibertyradio.com, coming right back to the topic.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said on Wednesday new projections appear to show that the U.S. death toll from the virus could be lower than past estimates. Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says 64,000 people could die in the United States by August. Now, that's fewer than the 100,000 that were previously estimated. Also with an optimistic tone, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says social distancing is working in an effort to slow down the spread of coronavirus.
But we're not there yet, and we can't get our hopes up the wrong way. We have to keep vigilant, disciplined, strong, resilient.
The White House is making changes to its communication staff by bringing in Trump campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany and Alyssa Farah, who was previously at the Pentagon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Well, once again, the people that are telling you that it's not over yet are the same people that have been busted in scandals, lies, theft, murder. It's absolutely amazing what the American people put up with. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about right now, the baser sort. Scoundrels. The new American representative. Okay, and that's what the people have been conditioned to accept. The Blasios, the Donald Trumps. I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is. When I see what the American people have put up with in this country. Folks, if they're tolerated, they're going to destroy this country. And it's going to be with the permission of the American people that allow them to do it. Benito Mussolini said, we do not argue with those who disagree with us. We destroy them. Is that what they're doing? Absolutely they are. Every step of the way. It should be of interest to everyone that there is to be found a reoccurring theme here in American government concerning its said representatives, which anyone that is paying attention knows that they are not working for the American people, but rather special interest groups, the state, the global agenda. Can anybody deny that? I'm just asking. No. And what Americans need to come to is that they can look at the incompetency of these appointed subordinates all you want to. You can scoff at them. You can degrade them. You can even make jokes about them. Yet in the end, you are the ones that are being laughed at, Americans, because they're still there. Folks, 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, and in some cases, 40 years later, and they aggrandize all this power and wealth from $174,000 a year. Americans, you know that. Why do you tolerate that? I mean, this explains much of what is happening today in this country. What our forefathers established, right? Today, the modern-day politician is undoing on a daily basis through policy which runs counter to the laws in which we are ruled. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, so on and so forth. Common law. And this is done in uprooting them, the people, from principle to opinion. Read Psalm 18:21. Okay? Listen carefully what I just said. The American people are standing by as a bunch of pacifists, tolerating a bunch of useful scoundrels, right, called politicians, and undoing on a daily basis through policy, which runs, it undermines the U.S. Constitution. It undermines the law. The law. Just for the record. It runs antithetical to who we are as a people. You know this to be true. Again, nobody can deny this. And this is happening on a daily basis. They're undermining the laws. And this is done in uprooting the people from principle to opinion. It's important that you just heard what I said. This is being done in uprooting you from principle to opinion. When you listen to the useful media's idiots, useful idiots today, friends, they're not making reference to constitutional law. If they did that, they'd be out of a job the next day. You ever notice how the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, they have on their television program what one thinks of something that is substantiated by law? And they have two panels, one that says, well, this is right, and then they have someone called, well, you've been conditioned to believe the left or the Democrats, right? Unconstitutional, right? They divide the people so they can conquer the people, Mark 3:25. But what they do is they ask the question concerning the lawless as to what their opinion is of the law. I don't care. I'm not moved by your opinion. We're not ruled by your opinion. We're ruled by law in this country. One nation under God has meaning here, right? Yeah, it does. Listen to what the old tyrant Abraham Lincoln said. Our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Folks, if you knew the law, which used to be taught in public schools concerning George Washington's farewell address all the way up until 1962 in this country, if you knew the law, you would know who the criminals are, and I want to tell you who the criminals are. I want to tell you who the scoundrels are. I want to tell you who the useful idiots are. It's not just those that you call representatives. It's the people that tolerate these representatives of special order friends, of special interest groups, of the state, of the global agenda, so on and so forth. Okay? Our government rests in public opinion. No, it doesn't. But this is what Abe Lincoln said in the 1800s. Our government rests in public opinion. What does the media continuously feed? They want to change men and women. They want to uproot them from their principles, and they want to get them caught up into debate and opinion. Once you're caught up into debate, friends, they get you asking the wrong questions. Therefore, they don't need to come in and give you the right answers. And they can do that because you don't know the law anymore. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He said, if you forget my law, I'll also forget your children. Is that what's happening today? Yes, it is. Abe Lincoln said, our government rests in public opinion. No, it does not. Whoever can change public opinion, useful idiots in the media, can change the government practically just so much. Is it true? Yes, it is true. Not according to law, but according to the statement. Again, this happens because of the unprincipled people in which these are to serve. It's a loss of knowledge concerning its own constitution which falls to the American people. Listen to this. This is Edmund Burke. Kings, I put in their presidents, will be tyrants from policy when subjects, the American people, are rebels from their own principles. Exactly. That's why we're in trouble. We can blame nobody for where we're at today. I mean, folks, if you're young enough, I'm not an old man yet, but I'm catching up to the wise, right? The older generation is responsible for where we're at today. Just again, for the record, they are. Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by our children. Who left us what we're dealing with today? The older generation has. Why? Because they left off their God. And look what we're having to deal with today. Now we even see the older generation that serves the current administration. They want to browbeat us into submission so we can be twice as much sons and daughters of hell just like themselves. They want us to be proselytes, not of Jesus Christ, but of the current administration. Hey, folks, these people will defend this current administration and the puppet and the point man in the people's White House more than they will the Word of God. Oh, folks, you say anything in contrast to this current administration? You want to see how unprincipled people are? Oh, my goodness, you'll get it really quick. They hold to the lie rather than the truth. And my people would have it so, saith the Lord. Right? Jeremiah 5:31. To their own demise. Yes, to their own demise. Kings and presidents will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebel from principles. This is the only way that they get away from it, because the people allow them to do so. Remember that nations do not die from invasion. They die from internal rottenness, immorality, a departure of the living God, period. Let me say this so that we can clearly see what I'm talking about. When you look at the current Congress, did you know that they have a less than 11% approval rating? That is, if you believe the polls, which are rigged to drive the people to support and to reject the candidates that are hand-delivered by the powers that are tolerated. Listen to what I'm not giving you a wordplay, friends. I'm giving you each word exactly how I meant it to be. Let me say that we clearly can see that they have less than 11% approval rating, these scoundrels, right? These useful idiots. These said representatives in American government today, they have less than 11% approval rating by the people at large, and that is if you believe the polls which are rigged to drive the people to the support and the rejection of the candidates that they have been given to you and hand-delivered by the powers that are tolerated. Okay, don't sit there and tell me about how 300 people are running the world. No, there's 300 people that are running the world that billions and billions and billions on the planet allow to run the world. Okay, but I want to tell you, above them, my daddy rules the world, either in blessings and in curses, according to the people and who they serve, just for the record. I want you to listen to this one. This is Joseph Stalin. It's been attributed to him. He said, it's not enough that the people know there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. That's right. Folks, how many times have we seen local governments, cities, busted in voter fraud? And again, here we go. The American people know it. If there wasn't voter fraud, there would have never been a Barack Hussein Obama. There would have never been a George W. Bush. There would have never been, just ask the people in Florida, there would have never been a Bill Clinton. Folks, this is all based on voter fraud that's taking place in this country. Because there's no other explanation as to why they are in position today. They're in position today because the good people, as they call them, do nothing. They're not good. Edmund Burke also said this in error. I have a lot of respect for him, but he said it in error. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. It's not true. Good men do not allow evil to prevail, period. Now, this is what I want to get to, because that was a preface to the point in which I want to make. There's a book that was written by a Friedrich Hayek. It's called The Road to Serfdom. Serfs, vassals, are subjects to their masters. The masters dictate how the serfs and the vassals live, okay? Folks, in this country, for the most part, the American people have become slaves, serfs, and vassals that take care of their masters' fields, right? Well, you say, Bradley, come on, that's just ridiculous. That's over the top. That's too much. No, it isn't. Do you own property? Do you own a house? Do you own a car? Do you have to continuously pay taxes as if to suggest that you are renting from your master every month? Yep, you do. So I think the point is proven. You know, it's almost as if the government just came about and said, listen, this is all ours, and we're going to go ahead and rent it out to you. Where did they get that power from? They got it from the ignorance of the people that they continuously rule over, just for the record. I'm going to highlight how Adolf Hitler actually came to power line upon line, precept upon precept, right after the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on YouTube. Join us on live chat or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing. Also wanted to make a point, friends. You can call in if you would like to do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll take Jay from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Good show today, Brad. You're right on tune. And if anybody doubts what you're saying, all they have to do is turn to the Word. It's right there, you know.
Amen.
In Ephesians, it tells us to expose evil that is around us by doing good. And we're not to have fellowship with it, but rather expose it. And I think that's often overlooked by the church, don't you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. And if you really compare what you see today in this country, I got to say this again. I don't know that I've said this. I don't know that you've heard me say this before, Jay. But the greatest advocates to evil in this country are the professed church. And it's a counterfeit to the Church of Jesus Christ in so many different ways. And I'm talking about the popular churches, which are an abomination in the sight of God, said Charles Spurgeon. The best teachers that we have are the ones in the corner. And these are the ones, again, that the mainstream media wants to distract you from, but they're out there. And so going back to your point, it's exactly what we're seeing today. It's not so much what they're saying that should bother us, it's what they're not saying is what should bother us the most concerning what's going on in the churches today, no doubt.
Yeah, and I was on a week ago, and I talked to you asked me a question on this deal with Africa called Build Africa, but I misstated that, and I wanted to make a correction so you could actually look it up, Brad. It's called it's actually called Prosper Africa, and it will tell you and your listeners exactly what's going on behind the scenes with this corona mayhem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Prosper Africa is what it is. And I was going to ask you, have you seen or come across a documentary on YouTube? If you haven't, if you look it up, and it will describe to a T everything that you were talking about today. It's called Controlling Interest, and it was put out in 1978. And it is to a T what we are up against right now. I mean, it's the best documentary I think I've ever seen on corporate interests, the buy-offs with all the politicians. It just hand in hand with what you're talking about today. Very relevant. So
I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm at the point of probably 200 to 300 emails a day. I'm getting information passed over to me continuously, right, to the point of it's like I'm starting to unravel at times where it's like I got to shut it down. But that interests me. I will check it out over the next couple of days, and then let's talk about it again in the up and coming week.
Okay. And then one last thing before you cut me off. The church uses Romans 13:1 to suppress its people, but it's never ever taken in context with Romans 12, where it says, "Do not become overcome by evil, but overcome evil by doing good." And
that's right.
It needs to go together. We need to be doing good and not submitting to evil. So anyway, that's
the continued. Revelation that the Lord gives us through the apostles and the prophets over and over and over and over and over again. I do a whole show on that, and that's exactly right. The church, that they're talking about the modern day, right, the revised version without the Spirit of God, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They want to give you the letter that killeth rather than understanding the Spirit bringeth life, and we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. But the history of the church is throwing off tyranny. And when you go to Romans 12:21, it says that's exactly right. We're to overcome good evil by being good. And if you go to Romans 13, which precedes Romans 13, what do? They begin to basically water down the meaning to bring it back without the Spirit and saying we need to subject to the government that's corrupt. You can't find that anywhere in Scripture, Jay. Nowhere.
Right.
Nowhere are we given commandments by God to disobey Him. You can't find it. You can't find it. But this is what they want you to believe, that they know better, and we're supposed to just submit ourselves to them no matter what. And if you don't, then you're seditious and you're an insurrectionist. Well, read your Bible again, and that's really what it comes down to. And I got to say one more thing, Jay. Are you sure I was the guy that you talked to about what was going on in Africa? Because that doesn't ring a bell at all.
Yeah, it would have been a week or two, probably 2 weeks ago, actually, I was on, and I mentioned a bill that something they're trying to do behind the scenes. They're trying to compete and actually kick China out of Africa so they can take over Africa, and so there's this behind-the-scenes battle going on.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, Jake. You have my email. Will you go to Sons of Liberty info and email me that, and let's start to correspond so I can get on the same page, because I'm still kind of lost. But I always appreciate hearing from you, Jay. I think you're a great guest to have, and I totally appreciate it. Folks, let's get back to this really quick. When we're talking about the baser sort, the scoundrels, the new American representative, if tolerated, they will destroy this country. Folks, this is the Rashida Tlaibs. What they did is they brought in an Ilhan Omar, dumb as a rock. This is what they did. They brought in a Keith Ellison. He's a criminal. This is what they've done with Donald Trump. Look at all the crimes that they've covered concerning his administration for him to get to the point where he's at today. They've groomed him for three, four decades to put him in position. Then they give him a show called The Apprentice. Dennis, giving you the idea that he might be the guy to get the job done. And what has he done? Just the exact opposite of what he said. Look at the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, look at the Reid's, look at the Barack Hussein Obama's, look at the Clinton, look at the crime, the record, folks. It is as tall as I am, and I'm 6'5". Look at the likes of, I mean, criminals in government, friends. You know what they've done? They've taken these new ones, and they brought them even lower, the Ocasio-Cortez. How did she get there? Well, she was planted there by corrupt politicians. That she would play the game with. She was planted there by the powers that are tolerated, just for the record. It has nothing to do with what the people voted for. People with a right sense of right and wrong would never vote in a person like that in a million years. And don't tell me about how stupid people are, because for the most part, folks, they're not stupid. They're just immoral, and that's the problem. Okay? But this explains why these people are still in government. It shows you the mentality of the American people, and that's what they're doing by design. Now, let me get over to this, because I need to at least highlight some of these things. It's called The Road to Serfdom. It's written by Friedrich Hayek. Why the Worst Get on Top, and it warns about the dangers of planned economies and the such. He said, stepping into new territory, by the way, he was alive during Hitler's regime, and he wrote this book right after World War II. That's why it was so applicable, and folks, this is the history that we need to take so it doesn't repeat itself. But he said, we're stepping into new territory. Here we see the author not only identifying economic problems, but also discussing the very nature of power itself. Specifically, he goes on, he addresses how totalitarianisms, government by force, are able to rise through power and coerce entire populations into absolute despotism under their power, folks, okay, and their rule. What is so fascinating about Hayek's warnings in this chapter is the fact that they were written at a time when the world was desperately trying to make sense of what has just occurred in Germany, again, during World War II. Hitler and the Third Reich were all too fresh in the minds of all mankind, making Hayek's warnings extraordinarily relevant. Great word. The world was determined never to think that that kind of evil could be loosed again on civilization. But as Hayek warned, it is not merely a matter of making sure good people get people elected to the office. It is making sure totalitarianism rejects all corners, economic, political, social, and all other forms imaginable. Now, these are the three reasons, okay? History's most notorious dictators did not rise to power randomly. Hayek explains why the most despicable people always end up with political power, and why, to paraphrase Lord Acton, absolute power always corrupts absolutely. The author explains there are three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly old-fashioned views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst, okay, elements of any society. By our standards, the principles on which such a group would be selected will be almost entirely negative, okay? Good people. They don't want those there, okay? They want to destroy, and they're destroying themselves along with everybody else that submits to them. Now, addressing the first reason, in the first instance, it's probably true, said Hayek, in general, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals become, the more views and tastes are differentiated and less likely that they are to agree on a particularly hierarchy of values. So it's a corollary of this that we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarly of outlook. We have to descend to the regions of the lower moral intellectual standards where the most primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. Does this sound familiar, friends? And this is precisely what happened in Germany prior to the rise of the Third Reich. The same exact things that we're seeing here. Friends, I got to finish this tomorrow. I'm writing an article right now called The Baser Sort, Scoundrels. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It will be posted tomorrow, but I am going to highlight these three on tomorrow's show. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll talk to you then.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.